The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Banned Book Breakdown, a podcast that delves into the world of censored literature, where we will review and draw attention to the stories of authors who the government has tried to silence. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and remember, literature unites us, censorship divides us. Let's review banned books. Why the Caged Bird Sings is Angela's autobiographical account of her childhood and adolescence, in which she grapples with issues like racism, trauma, and finding her identity as she grows up into a woman in the Jim Crow South. It's a powerful and beautifully written story about resilience and self-discovery and finding your own voice. So why has this book been challenged and banned so frequently? The reasons around any book banning typically involve inclusion of themes like mature themes such as sexual abuse, violence, and racism. Particularly in this book, all three of those show up. And so some parents and community members, sometimes educators, argue that these topics are too explicit or inappropriate for readers, especially in schools. They feel as though it exposes kids to experiences and ideas that they're not ready for. But I think the thing that's important to recognize is that banning this book does a disservice to everyone, especially young readers, because those who might be going through similar experiences are able to read this book and relate to Angelo, especially because it's a book that's based off of somebody's real life. These are events that actually happened to Angelo, and they're real. Angelo's words are able to offer validation of some of these situations that other people might go through, as well as just solace in that somebody else has gone through this as well. It shows that other people who have gone through similar things, like experiencing racism and experiencing sexual assault and having a hard time growing up, it shows them that they're not alone and that there are other people who have experienced this and still gone on to do amazing things and still gone on to have an amazing life. It opens up important conversations about tough topics, like trauma and healing and racism and just all of those difficult themes that come up in the book. The banning of all books is frustrating, but particularly this book, because in I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, it's actually an autobiography, like I mentioned earlier. And so it's extremely frustrating that somebody's real world experiences and real life feelings and difficulties that she had to face are being censored. And in a way, it even might invalidate one's experience as these books are being taken off the shelf. The book starts with Maya and her brother living with their grandmother and their mom in Arkansas, and it details the racism and segregation that they experience while living in the Jim Crow South. And then the narrative follows Maya's journey as she grapples with these traumatic experiences, including being sexually assaulted, and this event leads her to become mute, and so for a portion of the novel she doesn't speak, but you can still see her thoughts and whatnot throughout the book. And then with the help of a family friend, Maya's able to rediscover her own voice and the strength that she has in that voice through literature. And so it's really interesting to see this book being banned, because it's a little ironic that all of these horrible things happen to Maya and she's able to find comfort and solace and strength in literature, which is the same for so many people today. They're able to find all of those things through literature. But when we do things like ban these books and take them off the shelves, it just takes out another outlet that people are able to find, like Maya did. The story continues when Maya and her brother move to California with their mom, and then Maya is faced with new challenges, including teen pregnancy. And though it's seen as another hardship, she's able to once again persevere and eventually graduate from high school, where she also becomes a young mother. So in all of these difficulties, once again, she's able to explore different themes, tough themes like racism, identity, trauma, resilience, and ultimately self-discovery. So it's really important to recognize that although these are difficult topics and they're mature topics, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings can also be seen as almost a historical document because it is an autobiography that was written during a historical time period in the Jim Crow South. It gives us a firsthand look at the realities that were faced by African Americans dealing with segregation and discrimination in America. By banning it, we are essentially censoring not only someone's real life, but also history, and a history that's so important to learning about our country. And by doing this, we prevent young people from understanding the complexities and the flaws that are within our past and ultimately that still come up in the present. So when we ban books like I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, we're not actually protecting young people. We're doing them a disservice by limiting their access to different perspectives, diverse perspectives, and critical thinking, where a lot of times you may not know what it's like to be in somebody's shoes. You don't know what somebody else's life is like. And literature is just such a great way to see other people's experiences and other people's struggles. And in that, we gain empathy and sympathy for things that we can't always understand from our perspective. We're telling young people by banning books, we're telling young people that certain experiences are too shameful or too uncomfortable to talk about, which in the end only promotes this sense of stigma, and it promotes silence ultimately, that it's too shameful to talk about, or it's embarrassing that this happened, or it's not okay that this happened. So instead of shielding these young readers by banning books from challenging content, ultimately, we should be teaching them the skills and giving them the tools to be able to engage with these pieces of difficult literature critically. This means giving them context, facilitating discussions about these difficult themes, and encouraging empathy. Empathy is such a big lesson that can be learned through literature. And it's also something that, in a way, you have to be taught, because at the end of the day, you are who you are, and you will never know the shoes that somebody else has had to walk in because you didn't have to experience that. So while it's possible to have empathy for them without being in their shoes, it's a whole different experience to actually experience what they've gone through. And oftentimes we can't experience that. I, for example, am not an African-American woman living in the Jim Crow South, so I would never know what that's like. I'm not an African-American woman at all, so I would never understand the things that an African-American woman would have to understand. And this goes for so many other things. But through literature, I'm able to almost put myself in those shoes. Because when you're reading stories like this from the perspective of somebody who's had to go through difficult things, you are almost able to put yourself in those shoes. And that's the beautiful thing about literature, is you're able to enter these different worlds and put yourself into that world. And even with difficult things like this, it's so important because it really helps you gain a sense of empathy that without reading and without writing, you wouldn't be able to understand so deeply. The commonality that we see between books that are being banned and censored and the authors of those books that are being censored is ultimately that they're marginalized people. And once again, their voices are being silenced. And I think that's such an important thing to recognize, is that we really are censoring people that already throughout history have been so silenced and oftentimes oppressed. We're banning books of African American authors. We're banning books of LGBTQ authors. We're banning books of women talking about their experiences with sexual assault. And it really is an interesting thing to look at. Who are we censoring? And the reason that we're censoring them. One of the big things that got brought up about I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is that it promotes a sense of white guilt, in which people feel as though the book villainizes white people. And this is something that's also been said about history and history textbooks and the teaching of history, is this idea of perpetuating white guilt. But in the end, it's not some fictional story that was created to make white people feel bad. It's real life. They're historical events and historical accounts of things that have actually happened. So at the end of the day, are we really just going to stop teaching history and stop telling real stories because it hurts someone's feelings? At the end of the day, literature serves so many purposes, and it really is such a tool that we're able to use to, you know, whether it's reading a fantasy book and you're escaping reality, or in a case like this where you're reading a book to understand a new perspective and to gain empathy for that perspective and what that person's had to go through. Or maybe it's even just for leisure, for entertainment. But at the end of the day, the great thing about books is you can pick it up, read it, and if at any point you don't like it, you can put it down. You don't have to read a book. And that's the thing that's so frustrating about banning these books, is we're pulling books off of shelves that most of the time, unless you want to read it, you're not reaching for that book to pull off the shelf. And as for people arguing that these books should not be taught in schools due to their mature content, or that the students it's being taught to are too young, to some extent, I can understand that argument, but in my experience, I know why the caged bird sings. I've only seen it taught in freshman classrooms where students are 14 and 15 years old. And is 14 and 15 really too young to be gaining empathy and learning from the experiences of others? That's ultimately up to interpretation, but to be pulling books off of public library shelves and school shelves, where sometimes students just want to find a book to read, is crazy to me. So ultimately, banning I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is not only close-minded, but it's also harmful. It really deprives readers, and especially young readers, of such a powerful and important, as well as historically significant, story. It really does silence another group, once again, of marginalized voices. And it ultimately hinders our ability to have an open and honest conversation about difficult topics. Because at the end of the day, that's what the real world is. You have to have conversations about difficult topics. You're going to see difficult topics in the real world. You can't ban the real life experiences that happen to people. We should keep this book on our shelves and in our classrooms, where it can continue to inspire, educate, and empower not only people who share these similar experiences, but people who lack understanding about these experiences. That's all for today's episode of the Banned Book Breakdown. Be sure to tune in next time as we delve into another controversial book and explore the themes of the book, as well as the importance of intellectual freedom. Thanks for listening.